Blog Talk Radio.
Stop the ass, stop the ass. Jealous friends' opinions last. So many cats, young or old. Try no matter what your tone holds.
Hi, everybody. My name is Russell Fweezy, and I am your host for Original Lyric Stream Radio. Welcome to listeners from all over the planet. Thank you for tuning in whenever you can, whether it's a replay, a download, or if you'd like to check us out live tonight, go to blogtalkradio.com/Original Lyric Stream Radio. Blog Talk Radio is our host server, and our episode streams are picked up by many of your favorite podcast platforms out here, including iHeartRadio, Spotify, Stitcher, Apple, Amazon, Audible. I know I'm leaving some out, but there's many, many more. This radio show concept and title, based on my first in-studio recording, of course titled Original Lyric Stream. This was my dream come true with my own lyrics and recorded songs. And we're going to be speaking with guests in the weeks ahead. They're going to tell us their own story and inspiration behind the lyrics and music. Every week, I like to tell you a little bit about myself and my background, my website, RussellFweezyMusic.com. I'm a singer, songwriter, producer, and I've recorded two full albums, Original Lyric Stream and Constructive or Destructive. Last year, I released Causeway Bridge EP, and then last fall, I released a single titled Dream. And then back in 2014, I produced Cam Lorum's full album, Writing in the Stars. All are doing well. Thank you so much for your support and listening to my music. I really appreciate it. Let me bring in my technical engineer, Bill Miller, doing so much behind the scenes on the Blog Talk Radio website and dashboard. Hey, Bill, please welcome our audience to the show tonight.
Welcome, everyone. Thanks for tuning in. Glad you're here. Hey, we've got a great guest coming up, very talented. He's going to tell us about what's been going on in his world, and he's got some great music for us to listen to as well. Hey, if you like the show, tell your friends about us. Share the link. Sure would appreciate your help and support with that. Also, subscribe to the show, and you can do that by simply doing a search for us. We're on platforms everywhere, and we're heard around the world. Also, go back to some of the older episodes. Each and every week, our guests have some great information. You never know what you might find. Something, you know, maybe it might help you out with something you're struggling with or whatever. So check us out each week. Check out some of the old episodes. I'm sure you'll be glad that you go back and listen to them. Hello, Russell.
You know, Bill, what's really impressive with our guest tonight, listening to his music and watching some of the great videos he has on YouTube, is emotion and passion in the songs. It just really just jumps out, you know, at you. I think you would agree with that.
Yes, it does. Yes, it does. I also very passionate about the one commercial that he's done, me, myself, personally, because it's the diabetes and stuff and his involvement. And I sure do appreciate him doing that for us.
All right. Well, are you ready, Bill? We got a great guest coming up, and let's get to it.
I'm ready. Let's get going.
All right, everybody. Time for our next guest interview. You are viewing our photo slideshow online with Austin James and the Nomads. Let us play a great track. This is titled Winter Rain.
Ever since you've been gone, I don't rush to those fools.
That's Winter Rain. Everybody, let me introduce an extremely talented singer, songwriter, musician, a return guest. He was originally on our June 3rd, 2021 episode. We're so pleased to welcome back Austin James and the Nomads. Austin, thank you so much for being on Original Lyric Stream Radio.
Hey, Russell. So good to be back. Thank you for having me.
Well, thank you. I know you got a busy schedule. Welcome back to the show, and talk to me about the song we just heard in Winter Rain, and tell me about the inspiration there.
Well, that song was actually originally written and demoed by my drummer, Michael. He's also a phenomenal producer, and he and I ended up producing this track, and you know, I put my spin on it, changed a few little things, but at its heart, it's Michael's song, and I'm just so glad that he let me perform it and record it, and it's one of our favorites on the album.
Yeah, very nice. I like your falsetto and your vocal key change throughout the track.
Thank you.
Very nice. Tell us where, Austin, you're originally from and where you currently reside today.
So I am originally from Hartford, Connecticut. So I grew up right in the capital. And I currently reside a little bit north of Hartford in Vernon. And spend a lot of time in Connecticut, but a lot of time traveling the country playing. So.
Well, I know how beautiful Hartford, Connecticut is. I was originally born and raised in the Providence, Rhode Island area, the states that represent New England. You got Mass and Rhode Island, Connecticut, New Hampshire, and Maine, just all those five states. Great memories, beautiful part of the country.
Absolutely.
So, Austin, I became aware of your music, of course, on the TV commercial that you did for Abbott Pharmaceuticals, Freestyle Libre. First of all, it was just a well-produced piece, you know, really impactful on, you know, diabetes and health-related issues. Talk to me about how this product and this commercial has really impacted your life.
Yeah, so I've been a diabetic, type 1 diabetic, since I was 17. So we're going on my 18th year here, and it was something that there was a bit of a stigma behind. People didn't really understand it. I didn't understand why I had it. But I was very healthy growing up, and come to find out that has nothing to do with it. I was afraid to kind of share my story about it. And back in 2019, I finally got on the Freestyle Libre 14-day system. So the first iteration of, it's called the CGM, or a continuous glucose monitor. So what it does is it's a device that goes into the back of your arm and it measures your glucose levels. So you don't have to prick your fingers, draw blood, and the whole thing. And as a musician, you know, I stay in the commercial. That's a tough thing. I'm a violinist, I'm a guitar player, and I need that finesse in my fingertips. And I was losing my feeling in my fingertips because of all the pain. Sorry, I was embarrassed. But I was finally able to procure this incredible diabetes technology, and it changed my life. My A1C, which, you know, measures, measures your glucose levels and whatnot, it dropped significantly, which I do highlight in the commercial. And I was able to start living not only a healthier life, but I was more secure and felt safer in my diabetes management. And I had posted a story on my Instagram, just doing a simple site change, just changing my CGM to the other arm. And some really wonderful people on the social media team that have since been promoted, and rightfully so, and deservedly so, found me, reached out to me, and kind of the rest is history. I ended up speaking at a conference in Charlotte in January of 2020, so right before COVID, and just really connected with the audience and ended up shooting the commercial ad the next month. Went on tour in March, cut that short because of COVID, but time the commercial had been circulating, and then it just really blew up more than I could ever imagine it doing. So it's given me the opportunity to connect with a lot of people in the diabetes community, so which is work that I continue to do.
Yeah, that's incredible. Think about the thousands and thousands of people that this product has helped. And when you think of the concept and how not only painful, but, you know, time consuming to continuously have to prick your finger to measure yeah. that level. And now it's so much easier and convenient.
Yeah, I mean, and it's not just thousands, but millions. I think on YouTube.
Yeah, millions.
16 billion views. It's incredible. It's really incredible the reach that it's had. And, you know, it's obviously not just helped me in the diabetes community in that space, but it's also helped with my music because that is our song in the commercial as well. So it's been able to kind of bolster our, you know, our music initiative here, and it's been able to help us, you know, push that forward as well.
Well, talk to me about your most recent record, Colors and Changes. You began work on this at the beginning of the pandemic. Is that right?
Correct. Yeah, we started working on it a little bit in 2018, 2019. Had a bunch of songs written. Then the pandemic hit, and some of those songs weren't really as relevant anymore. I think we ended up writing about 30 songs for the album, and most of those were cut away. But we were able to really, like, hone in and take our time, built a home studio, beautiful home studio, and was able to record it there. And our wonderful producer, Andy Casella, did just such an incredible job producing and tracking and mastering as well the entire album. But it was a beautiful collaborative collective effort, and we couldn't be prouder of the record.
You know, for first time listeners, Austin, talk about the in studio experience. I know how I feel about, you know, recording in studio. it's like no other experience, giving, you know, birth to a melody, an idea. It's like none other. And I always say that you know, artists out there have to record at least one song in their lifetime.
Absolutely. It's such a different experience. It's definitely a different high. I mean, when you're on stage performing in front of people, it's more of a visceral experience. But when you're recording, it's so focused. And I strive to be incredibly prepared when I go into the studio, even if I'm doing a home recording session, because, you know, you don't really want to waste time. Time is money. Time is valuable. And you just want to be as prepared as possible and really focus on that performance and making sure that the emotion that you would portray in a live setting comes through in your recording, because you want people to connect in both arenas.
Yeah, that's very well said. Now, you've been touring with some great national acts, Hawthorne Heights, Need to Breathe, Switchfoot, Neon Trees. This has to be an incredible experience for you.
Absolutely. You know, a lot of those were, you know, we're in my earlier days playing with a different, you know, with a rock band. I was in a metal band for a while and had a lot of great experiences with some incredible bands. And, you know, the last few years, it's been kind of forging our own path as more of a blues roots rock act, a little folk rock in there as well. But we've been able to play with some really incredible artists. And we have some, you know, some exciting things coming up this year as well and next year. So we're excited to get back out on the road and really put a stamp on the music industry with our sound.
Well, let's take this moment. I want you to introduce your band members in the Nomads for our audience.
Absolutely. So we have grown from a four-piece to a six-piece, especially for festival season, but we have my best friend and producer, drummer, percussionist, occasional keyboard player, and a background vocalist, Michael Spellman. We have our bass player, a wonderful bass player, Spencer Belair. The medical professional of the group, my guitar player, who used to play bass, and now he's playing more guitar with me, and that is John Coates. And then my dear friend, Olivia Gaines, is singing with me, lots of harmony. She's going to be taking over some of the other melody lines there, so I'm really excited for that. And then longtime friend, Ryan Emkin, who is a saxophone player and a flautist as well. He did all of the horns on Like Lovers Would Do on the Colors and Changes record.
And how long have you been performing together as a group?
It's been a good, oh goodness, almost 4 years now.
Nice.
So we played about 130 shows last year and 75 the year before, and we're looking to keep growing and keep touring.
Congratulations. Who are the singer, songwriter, musicians that you look up to as a mentor?
So I grew up on a lot of Motown. So individuals like Otis Redding and Marvin Gaye, even earlier with Sam Cooke, and a lot of those soul singers from years past, Stevie Wonder, Ray Charles, and big Beatles influence. And today would be more of the Chris Stapleton, Coldplay, the Lumineers, Noah Gunderson, a lot of those newer breed of artists. But I know my tastes are very, very diverse, as are the rest of the band as well.
Yeah, that's a great list. I don't know, lately, you ever listen to music for maybe a day or two or three? I've been listening to a lot of Stevie Wonder lately. Oh, yeah. His music is just, it's crazy. It's so good.
Yes, it is. It's complex in a very easy way to understand. It's very accessible. It's complex in an accessible way.
He's just a lyric genius. I mean, you look at Superstition, and I mean, there's too many to name, but just brilliance.
Absolutely.
Tell us about your sound, Austin. It's a nice mix between, and you hear a lot of, blues, you hear soul, you hear folk, and then you just tear it up with some good rock and roll.
Yeah, like I said before, I started singing in church, and then I was in an a cappella group in college and did a lot of pop music, and then I started writing folk music, and then turned into rock, which turned into metal, which came back around to a lot of that Gary Clark Jr., Chris Stapleton vibe. And I spent a lot of time in Nashville and have really kind of honed in on that sound. So we're bringing kind of a lot of these different genres together because we don't want to leave anybody out. So, and I enjoy singing all of it.
Well, we got another great track from our guest tonight, and this is a nice change of pace, speaking of rock and roll. Our guest tonight, Austin James, and this next track is titled Tell Me More, Child.
Down.
Nice, nice at the end. Telling me more, child. Let's welcome back our guest tonight, Austin James. It's a nice change of pace. Nice grunge rock sound. Tell us more about that one.
Yeah, so that one was written. It was one of the last ones that was written, and I believe the last one recorded for Colors and Changes. And it's just about, you know, my frustration with my diagnosis, my diabetes diagnosis, and, you know, just wanting to be hopeful about it, and something that I am, that I have learned to be. So that's what that one's about.
Next couple of questions we like to ask every week, and I always wonder when you're thinking of a new song, you know, what first comes to mind in priority with melody, lyrics, and chords. I know how I would answer the question, but we get a different answer every week. How do you approach that, Austin?
God, I mean, I've written in all three ways. It's really, songwriting to me is it's always been organic. Sometimes I'll be playing a set of chords and I'm like, oh, I like this. And then I formulate a melody, and then I have lyrics. Sometimes I have lyrics written and I'm like, you know, I really need to put music to this, you know, whether I'm journaling or writing poetry and turning like that. Sometimes I have a melody in my head and I'll make a voice memo on my phone and go back to it later and add what I need to. But I that's a hard one for me to answer because I do write in all three phases.
Yeah, that's true. And I do the same as well. It's interesting. Melody, you know, thank goodness we have the voice recorder app to catch all those moments. You know, that when you don't have it and you lose it, oh, that's painful. You know, sometimes you can't get that back.
Yeah, absolutely.
And another question we like to ask too, Austin, you know, new artists starting tomorrow, what would your personal advice be to that new artist?
Be patient. Be patient with yourself. It takes time to hone your craft. It takes a lot of hard work. Don't be afraid to be creative and express yourself. Everybody's got a story. Everybody has something to say, but figure out a way to do that uniquely. Do it in your way so that people listen.
Great advice. Everybody, we got a bonus track from our guest tonight, Austin James and his group, The Nomads. Another great track. This is She Loves You.
Gaze at each other since signing yearbooks, making us all sick. Hell, maybe we were jealous of the way that she looked in your shirt. Laughs on the back porch, sipping daddy's whiskey. We knew it was risky, getting drunk and not giving a damn. Home.
She Loves You. What a beautiful, beautiful song. Austin, well done.
Thank you so much.
I say, I'm at a loss for words here. That's very special. You are a great storyteller from start to finish. Tell us more about this beautiful piece.
So I want to give a lot of credit to a couple of wonderful friends of mine and Nashville songwriters, Danny LaFave and Asher Condit. They were both Massachusetts, Connecticut transplants that moved down to Nashville, and they started writing that song for me. And one of my trips down there to play, we ended up finishing the song and recording it right then and there, and finished it up at my studio and at Asher's. And once again, Annie Casella mastered it, but it was a collaborative effort, which I'm starting to enjoy more and more. But being able to tell that story in that song was pretty awesome.
Well done. Excellent. We have a few minutes left. Austin, tell us where we can find you on the World Wide Web.
All right. So the simplest way is to go to AustinJamesandTheNomads.com. And we have links to everything. There's a Bandcamp where you can purchase our album and some other singles. You can listen to us on Spotify and iTunes and Amazon Music, wherever you listen to music. You can also find myself in our band on Instagram, Facebook, and that's and you can find us on TV, I suppose, because we're also there.
Right. Exactly. Austin, I really appreciate your time. I know you're busy in the middle of tour dates, and you have an open invitation, my friend. Anytime you'd like to come on to promote a single or an album. It's been a great conversation. You're a true artist that performs with emotion and passion. And, you know, as a fan of music myself, I really do appreciate that. And just keep on writing and performing these tremendous songs.
Thank you so much, Ruffalo, and thank you for what you do for the music community.
Well, thank you. I hope you have a great night, and we'll get you back on soon.
Thank you. Sounds good.
All right.
Take care.
Please, everyone, go online and Google search Austin James and the Nomads, and please, and this is important, purchase their music. Hardworking artists always appreciate your support. If you'd like to be a guest on a future episode, please send me a track of your music to russellfoisy@gmail.com. We accept all music genre. I'd love to hear your sound. Again, my name is Russell Foisy, your host of Original Lyric Stream Radio. I look forward to being with you every week. Thank you again, Bill. And remember, everybody, try no matter what you're told. Good night.
Stop the end, stop the end. Jealous friends' opinions.